the Tongass National Forest wants to know what the public thinks of its proposed Big Thorn Project timber sale. The sale would allow harvest from about 5,000 acres of federal land on Prince of Wales Island and, depending on which alternative eventually is approved, would lead to a harvest of between 93 million and 189 million board feet. The harvest area includes parcels south of Kaufman Cove, around Thorn Bay, and out to Control Lake north of Klawock. According to the Forest Service, none of that harvest would take place in inventoried roadless areas. The proposed alternative would allow a harvest of about 123 million board feet. It also calls for rebuilding about 19 miles of road and constructing about 35 miles of temporary new roads to access the timber. Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole says the project is vital. He says it could provide stability for the local timber industry for up to 10 years. Alaska Forest Association Executive Director Owen Graham is cautiously optimistic about the proposed sale. He says this particular sale should be economically viable for logging.
You know, it's a big project, and that's what we need out there to give the mill that's left some certainty in their timber supply.
Graham says the Forest Service still needs to come up with additional 10-year timber sales. He says the Big Thorn Project won't increase the logging industry in southeast Alaska, but it will help keep Prince of Wales Island mills alive for a while longer.
It'll kick the can down the road for a couple of years for the Klawock mill, if we're lucky.
Large timber sales can be controversial. Graham says he expects environmental groups will oppose the Big Thorn Project.
Any significant sale, they'll challenge. You know, they want to destroy the timber industry, and they'll do anything they can to accomplish that.
Bob Kloss of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council says his organization hasn't had enough time to examine the draft EIS carefully, so it's too soon to tell whether they will have concerns.
This is a really complex sale over a huge land area that affects a number of different communities on Prince of Wales, and we're reviewing the details carefully, but we haven't had a chance to look at them in detail. We did provide some scoping comments earlier in the process and have been involved in helping develop the sale for the last 18 months or so.
Although they were involved in the process, Kloss says SEAC officials will reserve judgment until after their review. He says the harvest area is large, but SEAC supports the Forest Service's goals of transitioning from old-growth to young-growth timber sales. The Forest Service announcement states that the proposed sale combines old and young-growth harvest areas to encourage a young-growth timber industry.
We need to look at this sale with a very critical eye, just to make sure that they're actually following through on their ideas on how to transition.
The complete draft EIS is available online and includes maps of the proposed sale boundaries. The comment period starts Friday and lasts 45 days. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.